Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hilkins, please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Now, look, here's the thing. I don't know if you guys knew this, but there's a lot of Seattle sports going on.
Yeah.
Some football team, then some baseball team.
Where did the people go?
And then some hockey thing, even Ted's in Austin, pooping out barbecue. So today, you two will be competing against one another.
Game on.
And you have your choice of one of three categories. Today we offer you Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone used as a weapon. Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence.
Let's go animalize This.
Police in Florida, they responded to a Daytona Beach neighborhood where locals spotted an unusual animal visitor. The Daytona Beach Police Department said officers responded quickly to the neighborhood where the unexpected visitor was spotted, quote, roaming around. Well, a video shared by the department shows officers attempting to apprehend the critter next to a resident's air conditioning unit. Now, the animal attempts to flee, but it is grabbed by an officer while trying to squeeze through a fence. Now, police speculated the animal was likely someone's escaped pet due to its size. Now, maybe it's someone's pet, maybe it's not. The question is, what is the animal in question? Was it an iguana? Was it an alligator? Was it a monkey? Or was it a pig? So iguana, alligator, monkey, or pig?
Well, the fact that they had to say that it was likely someone's pet means that it's an animal that you might find around there. It's just it was a different size. So that leads me to believe either iguana or gator. I also said
Florida, so all four are in play.
Four are in play. Because they do have wild monkeys there, don't they?
Yes. Yep.
Which is still crazy to me.
It's Florida.
It is. But I think I'm going to stick with gator. I think it's Florida.
Gator.
I think they found the right size, and I think they believe it to be a gator.
Would you reach down and grab an alligator?
Depending on the size.
Okay.
I'm going to be in Florida
Based on the fact that he so easily reached down and wanted to pull this thing out of the hole, I'm going pig.
Going with a pig.
Going pig.
Trying to squeeze through a fence.
What did Officers Wrangler there? Was an iguana, alligator, monkey, or pig? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Grill. 99.9 KISW. Yeah.
Categories, animal access on profile. This week in Florida, police in Daytona Beach responded to an animal roaming around. Once the animal tried to escape and go into a hole or tunnel or wherever the hell it went, the officer grabbed it and yanked it out. Question is, was the animal an iguana, an alligator, a monkey, or a pig?
And that is the very question that I posed to you fellows there. And Mike, you came up with a gator. Miles, you went with a pig.
I went with a pig.
You went with the pig. Mike Hawk.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry.
Damn it.
It was not a gator. Miles, you went with the pig just based on what animal would you willingly be
Correct.
Able to grab, which is good
no.
thinking. No, but it is Florida, so they willingly grabbed an iguana.
Ooh.
Apparently, it was
that could have been that
big.
That could have been wild. Then.
Well, they just said it was so big. That's part of, like, it's so well fed.
Okay.
I still wouldn't grab one
gotcha.
Of those things.
All right. Now, for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time of Day.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Oh, look, it's Mike Hawk.
It's hard to do with the side hand.
Right? Yeah, I know.
I'm not used to looking at it from the front. Hang on. Steve, sit in that chair over there.
Doing something. Put this mask on.
Turn it sideways.
I got it. I can't be laughing because I'm going into some sad news here, boys.
Oh, my bad.
Did you watch The Perfect Neighbor on Netflix, too?
I did not watch The Perfect
Jesus
Neighbor on Netflix.
Jesus Christ.
No, I did want to go over a handful of things that we watched. But
God.
So, hey, you know what, Miles? I'm gonna hold off on this. The Perfect Neighbor, you've been talking about it. It bummed you out over the weekend. What is The Perfect Neighbor?
It is a story about a mother in Florida who was shot through a door.
So it starts great.
Yeah.
With Stand Your Ground.
Is it real?
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
95% of the footage is from Axios body cams.
Okay.
Okay.
So it was real events that went down, and this woman was basically your typical Karen, and she had a hard time with the kids in the neighborhood playing in an adjacent field to her property.
Gotcha. All right.
And she would go out there and, you know, do things like, I don't know, throw the roller skates at them.
Sure.
Try to hit them with an umbrella.
Trying to get them to stop.
Call
me and
mom. You know, all the good stuff. Yes. And so... At the very end, she calls. Well, I'm not gonna tell you what happened.
Okay.
But it just, I mean, by the time I needed to take a walk after I got done watching this thing at 11 o'clock at night, I'm like, I need to go outside. I need to walk around the block. I want to kill somebody.
No kidding, dude.
Yeah.
That
so I would highly recommend you don't watch that. If you want to have a wonderful night, you know, a night with a family, whatever, don't watch it.
So I'm gonna have a follow up question for you here in a second because the wife and I did something similar here. Being that it is October, you know, people aren't watching near as much TV as there are movies these days.
Sure,
there's a few, you know, spooky TV shows that are out there right now, but right now it's all about the movies. So we've been on a horror movie kick all month long, and one that she's wanted to see that is out in theaters. It is a Stephen King movie. It is called The Long Walk.
Yeah.
Okay. Knew the general premise before we went in there. What it is a dystopian future. There is some great war that has completely economically bankrupt the country. And it's one of those where, you know, Hunger Games style, everybody's really hard up. We don't know what to do, but there is one look of hope, and it is the Long Walk. And what that is that you can volunteer. Everybody does. One person from each state is picked, and basically you start walking. That's how it is. If you are the winner,
good luck, Mississippi.
If you are the winner of the Long Walk, you win untold riches. There's some great payout of it, and you get one wish, whatever it is that you want to do,
all right.
And that's your motivation. The thing is that there is one winner and 49 people who don't get out of the
line. Do you stop? Or you just keep on walking?
You just keep walking. So the thing is, that the parameter is...
if you stop, you die, right?
Correct. You have to maintain a speed of 3 miles an hour. If you slow down below that threshold, you get one warning.
You get a warning.
You get a warning. If you can't get up to speed in 10 seconds, you get a second warning. If you can't get another 10 seconds, you get a third warning. No, and after 10 seconds, you get one final warning. And after that, then...
So you watch this happen 49 times to people.
For the most part,
just
yeah.
Just watching different people get warnings and then getting shot.
And the thing is that it's a Stephen King story, but I wasn't smart enough to put together, you know, Stephen King, Misery, Cujo,
sure.
It. Stephen King also, Shawshank Redemption, Green Mile.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one of those types of movies. And we finished it, and we finished the movie well done. Very, very well done film.
Yeah.
We left there bummed the F
out. You just feel like
so. You should watch that and then The Perfect Neighbor back to back.
That's right.
Good God.
So that's my question. I know that it depressed you. Was it still well made and worth the watch? It's just going to bum you the F out.
All the above. All the above. It's well made. They did a great job. They basically just took the incident as it happened.
Gotcha.
And play it back for you. And you're just like, God damn it. Like, why are people like that?
Why are they like that?
Yes.
Indeed. Well, you know what? Let's keep the bad news rolling.
Cool.
Now that we brought down the room.
Sure.
Limp Bizkit fans, you probably already know this. If you don't, then I'm sad to say that bassist Sam Rivers, a founding member of Limp Bizkit, he passed away on Saturday. He was only 48 years old. There's no word on his cause of death, but Rivers did leave the band for a few years back in 2015 due to his battle with liver disease. He returned back in 2018 after getting a transplant. The band called him Pure Magic, adding, quote, Sam brought a light and a rhythm that could never be replaced. He was a once-in-a-lifetime kind of human, a true legend of legends. Fred Durst posted a video message saying, quote, it's so tragic that he's not here right now, and I've gone through gallons and gallons of tears since yesterday, and I'm thinking Sam's a legend.
Basically what they said was he went through his hard time,
mm-hmm.
and then once he figured out what was going on, he's like, look, I'm done. I'm going to go to all the doctors. I'm not drinking anymore. I'm going to figure this crap out.
Yeah.
And it just, all the other stuff just eventually
right, catches up, right?
I think I just caught up.
Right, it snowballs and you just can't quite pull back.
Yeah. I don't think he got back on anything. I just think that I think the damage was done.
Sure. Sure. I think that there's a lot of people that end up going through that. You know,
oh, for sure.
Whatever traumatic event happens that sets their life straight, as it were. But at that point, like you said, the damage is done. You know, the body's taking what it can and it can't bounce back from it.
I am not a Limp Bizkit fan, but I would argue that he was the best member of it.
Okay.
He just did some cool things on bass. And you're like, all right, I get it.
Yeah, a little bass camaraderie there.
Yeah. I mean, but he did some cool things. It's a shame he had to work with Fred Durst, but I thought that he did some cool things, you know.
I get you. So, sad news there for Limp Bizkit fans. Switching gears here. NFL.
You have a Limp Bizkit shirt there, Miles. I don't know if you're wearing.
No, I don't.
Just with
no.
The bass.
Did you wear it on Saturday?
Yeah. I did not.
Okay.
No. Okay, good.
No.
Good, good, good. NFL Red Zone announced something that made a lot of fans angry earlier this year. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was in the summer that they announced it, that they would start showing commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody freaked out because this is supposed to be commercial-free football, and it's no longer commercial-free. And they said, don't worry about it. It's going to be one 60-second commercial that they're going to just put out there by the side. You're going to continue to watch nonstop action. You just get the commercial there to the side.
True.
Well, that's changing. It took only until week 7 for the NFL to add more commercials to their Red Zone channel after initially saying there would be only 4 15-second ads added to the 7-hour weekly show. One of the reasons NFL fans were initially concerned with commercials being added to Red Zone, allowing any ads at all to the show opens the door to the channel becoming inundated with commercials, as we know with most things.
Yeah.
Once that door is opened, you can't close it.
I don't get Red Zone. But if I did, but if I wanted it, I pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So
that's kind of our thing.
Hulu, I watched something on Hulu the other night, and I can't remember what it was. The commercials at the beginning of that were about 4 to 5 minutes.
Okay.
But I pay for Hulu. So don't call here and bitch about commercials, because you're not paying for this crap.
Right.
Okay? If you pay for it, you can bitch all you want, like I did. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Can't believe they're putting me through this crap. It just pays our light bill.
That's
you know?
Right.
So you just realize you are not paying for this. I get it. It's frustrating. But at the same point in time, you're not giving the money every month. You're not giving us money every month. That's
right.
What pissed me off.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I paid for this.
Exactly.
That's everyone's point.
And
like, we pay for the idea of paying for it is so that you don't have to sit through commercials.
Right.
That's the whole thing. That was the entire point of it.
And it is. And it's on all of our subscriptions. And that's the problem is that, you know, you can buy the base package, which gets you access to
I think that's what we
have.
I've got Disney, Hulu, and ESPN Plus.
Yep. So you got the base package.
The bundle.
Right.
Which is the base package.
Right. So you have to watch commercials still. But then you can upgrade to the premium package, in which case we haven't added commercials yet.
Yet. Yeah, I would
They're
not fall
to.
For that. They're going
yeah.
to.
They're going
I
to.
I guarantee
I get
you know,
it. I get it.
We had the premium for Peacock for a while there, and then we switched back to the base, and what do you know? We got doggone ads all over it.
Mm-hmm.
We pay for Amazon Prime. Had to watch commercials last time when we were watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I want to say it's not just at the beginning, too. Sometimes they'll stop at a third of the way through.
Oh, they did.
And hit you with 3 or 4 minutes. And then they'll go another third, two thirds.
Yeah.
Hit it again.
It's aggravating.
The thing is, I'm old enough where I can sit through a commercial break without melting down. It's all I've ever known. But to Miles's point, if I'm paying for this, because I grew up a broadcast radio and broadcast TV. That was it, right? It's free. We're going to pay our bills with commercials. And you go, I get it. So I can sit through a commercial break. But yeah, the minutes.
And it was usually stuff that you cared about and you wanted
to. But imagine like going to the movies, all right? Like, you know you're going to sit through trailers. But with the trailers, you don't have to be. You know you got 30 minutes from the time it says it starts until it starts, right? But imagine you're watching a movie. And then in the middle of it.
That's what I'm saying.
Just put even a ticker on the bottom, like enjoy Coca-Cola.
If
you would lose your freaking
mind. If you go to the movie theater, it's understood that you're going to sit there for 20 minutes and watch commercials.
Right.
At the beginning.
If you choose to. Right.
But when the movie starts, it's the movie.
All the way through.
So so don't stop a movie.
Right.
If you want to do it in the middle of a television show I'm watching on Peacock, I get it.
I'll go back in time with that.
Once that movie starts.
Yeah, leave it alone.
You're out.
Well, and even with YouTube, I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe they said, you know, we'll do it here with our podcast from time to time, the mid-roll cues, as they were, where they're going to play commercials in the middle of it. I think they have control as to where those commercials will go from time to time. So I think even that's better because you have a natural break in the show, whatever it is, whatever you're watching on YouTube. Right, a natural break.
I don't mind that pause to get up, use the bathroom, get something to drink.
Exactly.
But with a movie, I want to be able to pause it when I need to pee.
I'm with you.
Not when you tell me.
There is no movie director that is making a movie right now saying, all right, and we'll make sure that this is where we can put the commercials in when it's on Amazon.
Yeah.
Like, no. It is meant to be watched throughout the entirety of it.
I disagree. If they have a love scene, but they keep the clothes on.
To me, like, look,
if they take the shirt off and there's boobs, it's like, no, have a seat. But I feel like if I have to watch them kids and all this, but I'm not going to see nudity, like, all right, anyone want popcorn? No.
Sure.
Right.
If I'm watching The Mandalorian because they have it now on ABC, I know there's going to be a commercial break coming up. But if I'm watching it at home on Disney, no.
Did they put it on ABC?
Yeah. Well, owned by the same company.
I'm
saying if they ever got to that point where they, you know, put it on regular television.
And it is weird that we kind of have that acceptance. Just if it's on television, if it's on broadcast TV, I don't care about commercials.
Because we're not paying to have it.
You know, you'll go to a hotel room and you'll sit there and you'll turn on the TV, whatever show, whatever movie that you're watching. You don't mind the commercial interruptions near as much because it's right there.
Sports. I get it.
Sure.
Right.
Because you're taking a break in the action.
And it's in a break.
I'm not missing anything.
Exactly. That's what we got to worry about there. Let's keep on going with movies here. This is a list here. They gave us, as it is the spooky season, they gave us a list of the 27 best witch movies to run. So I can actually hear. You know what? I've actually got a pair of them. I'll let you guys choose. Do you want the best vampire movies of all time ranked, or do you want the best witch movies of all time?
I would take vampire because, I just haven't seen a lot of witch movies, and my wife tried to get the family to watch. Not hook. Practical magic, impractical magic, I don't know.
Practical magic, number 3 on the list.
Okay, listen. I dialed out and started reading my book again. It was about 2 minutes in. My kids made it about 30 minutes before they're like, Mom, we're out. And as she said, am I the only person who likes this movie? And I told her, yes.
Yep.
I know one of them.
What do you got?
Which movie? Any Which Way But Loose, Clint Eastwood.
No, sir, that's not on the list.
Damn it.
That's not on the list.
Damn it.
The thing is that I'll nerf this list because they gave me the top 15 here for my prep sheet here. But the thing is that it's not just scary witch movies.
Right. That's
it that covers
could it be
everything.
Sabrina, the teenage witch, or whatever.
She would fall into this, but it's not on here.
A TV show.
So number 15, they put The Conjuring, which I find to be one of the best
as
horror
a
movies.
Witch movie?
Yeah, because there's witch stuff associated with
all right.
it.
I would not call it that, but okay.
Right. To me, it was more demonic. It wasn't witches, but all right, it is what it is. Hereditary comes in at number 14, which again, that's more cultish demon.
Right.
Witch style stuff, I guess, which those are, to me, I think the spookiest movies that they've got on this list.
Because they're not really about witches.
Number 13, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Come on.
Because of the evil whatever she
the evil witch.
She's a witch.
Well, I mean, yeah, but they never really
the
call
evil,
her. Like when she's in the mirror, they never really call her a witch.
No,
you
but
can't
she
call
is,
her
though.
A witch to her face.
When she's old, they call her a witch.
Do they? Well, we do that with everybody.
Old ass
witch. Shut up,
Rosemary's Baby. Anybody actually see Rosemary's Baby? I still get to see it.
I'm pretty sure I worked with her a while ago, but
that's the devil, isn't it?
Yeah, that's straight up the devil.
It's not a witch.
It is not a witch.
It's an angel.
Technically, it's an angel.
Or is that how you make witches? Are witches just the concubines of the devil?
See, if they did the top angel movies, top 10 should be about the devil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Because it's interesting.
Sleeping Beauty shows up on the list.
Come on. I mean, but
okay, Maleficent was a witch.
Okay, but that's Maleficent. It's even called Maleficent. When you think of like Snow White, like, are you thinking that's a witch movie?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
How about Wizard of Oz?
Wizard of Oz, number 1 on the list.
Oh, wow. Is it?
There you go. Well done.
The Witches of Eastwick.
Number 2 on the list.
All right.
Well done.
Fire.
Hocus Pocus.
Number 6 on the list. Well done.
Wicked.
I mean, it should count.
Yeah,
but yes. It doesn't. No. It's not on the list here. No. Number 10. It was kind of it was the first of a brand new style of horror movie based out of Maryland.
Witch.
Blair Witch Project.
There was no witch in that.
There was. It was the Blair Witch.
So the Blair Witch, was the person that was chasing all the kids.
Correct. She was the one that was basically haunting the woods. Okay, she had cast dark spells over it that all this bad stuff happened.
Do you realize people still go to that spot?
And, yeah.
It doesn't shock me in the least. People are still screwing in cemeteries.
So at Burgettstown, Maryland, near the Antietam site, near Chambersburg, Maryland.
Okay.
They set up like two or three pop-ups every year. Probably do the same thing out at
Forks. I guarantee Burkittsville is the Forks.
So
of
they, you know, wherever the local theater is, maybe in Hagerstown or somewhere down there, they show the movie probably three times a week, and
nice.
Then the bus will take the tour afterward through. So it's like the entire experience.
Yeah,
you watch the movie
without dying.
Then you go there,
right? You go to the house. You have to stand against the wall,
and you freak out. And then they show you where they filmed a lot of it.
Nice. The Witch is on that number 920 from 2015. That's got my girl Anya Taylor Joy in it.
Mm-hmm. The Halibut.
Yeah. Into the Woods shows up on number 8. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, which has plenty of witches and wizards. Hocus Pocus is number 6. Like you said, Bell Book and Candle from 1958 at number 5 on the list.
Never heard of it.
No, new one, Weapons. So I wanted to see that one. It's from the same maker of Barbarian, yeah, with all the kids out there. I didn't like Barbarian, but I heard the people that didn't like that one liked this one.
Okay.
And it's coming to HBO here soon, I know that. Practical Magic at number 3, which is of Eastwick number 2, and then Wizard of Oz at number 1. Here, let me hit my special thing over here as we're winding on down, because we got to talk about what y'all are going to be watching tonight, because there's you're already doing it. We're in the background, I know. But just in case you don't care, you got two doses of Monday Night Football. You got the Lions and the Bucks on currently. You got the Seahawks hosting the Texans later on tonight after, you know, hopefully as the game starts to settle on here. Also later on, I recommend checking out Stephen Colbert. He's got Jeremy Renner.
You're not going to mention the Kraken.
The Kraken are already on. It's going to be
what it's
going to be.
I'm watching it right now. I'm not even listening.
I know you are, Miles.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Shooting at a Florida McDonald's explained by the sheriff as just a McMess. Meanwhile, police bust a man with thousands of Legos. Why without heads is anyone's guess. Ohio duo was busted after stealing 300 pounds worth of meat. A security guard at a train station in Turkey was very quick on his feet. And a man is told he can't smoke weed in his own home. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Right, time, sir. We're going to Kansas, where Michael Jackson has found himself in some trouble. Locals had an encounter with a man by that name. Spoiler alert, it's not actually Michael Jackson, the one that you're thinking of. But he pulled his truck onto their property and humbly asked for some gas to put into his tank. Now, this might... They might have just obliged his request, but it came with an interesting ask. Don't call the police.
Why would you bring that up?
I don't know.
Unless you want someone to call the police, don't say that.
Right. That was my first thought when I read it.
Can I bump 25 cents, Jeremy? By the way, don't call the police.
Where was this again?
Kansas.
Oh, okay. Not the same Michael Jackson I know.
Okay.
I'll tell you later.
All right. This set off a red flag, as it should have. A man who had no reason to call the police, asked you not to. Yeah, call the police. The kindly folks made a quick call to authorities to see if everything was on the up and up. Spoiler alert, it wasn't. They arrived and quickly identified the truck as one that had been reported stolen recently. In spite of the switched-out license plates. Hmm. It was an old-ass red truck. Like, this thing is just... You don't steal this one. You steal the car that everybody has seen everywhere.
See, I only think you steal cars in a big city. Like, you can't steal cars in rural America.
No.
Especially a red one.
Yes.
But, like, that's my red...
This is everybody knows in a small town, you know everybody's car, what they drive, where they live, blah, 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 blah. You don't do that in small town America.
This was like an 80s, 90s truck.
You do that in Seattle.
Right.
You do that in Tacoma. You don't do that in frickin', you know, Issaquah.
By the way, can anyone think of a statement that you finish with the words and don't call the police? Well, I'm just going through my head like, oh, man.
When do you ever ask
people? You have a beautiful baby. Don't call the police.
Right.
I mean, as soon as you say that, like, I'm going to call. I just can't think of a statement.
Right. Unless people say, do you want me to call the police?
Then you can say, don't call the police.
Right.
Sir,
you're right, though. There's no other prompt.
Excuse me, sir. You dropped your wallet. Don't call the police. I mean, what could I say that and think that they're not going to call the police?
Right.
Excuse me, sir. Do you know what time it is? It is 5:48. First, don't call the police.
Jeez, a whiz. Another news to D.C. where a local woman can breathe easy again. The 76-year-old woman had grown tired of her 73-year-old neighbor who lived in the adjoining home to hers. as she complained about him smoking weed inside of his own home so much.
Old witch. Remember we were talking about that.
Oh, that's right. That the smell was constantly offending her space. After she could take no more, she said that she was vomiting because of the smell of it at this point.
It
smelled like feces, which that's not weed. Sorry.
Smoking turds.
It stinks. I've had neighbors that smoke too damn much. It doesn't smell like poop. Let's see here. After she could take no more, she took the man to court, suing him not for money, but to get him to stop smoking in his home, which I appreciate. She's not trying to just gut a bunch of money out of him.
Sure.
Just stop smoking weed. After a five-year battle of representing herself, she won both the initial case and the appeal that her neighbor filed. His argument was that he was smoking for various health issues and only for 5 minutes a day, but the appeals court doubted his claim of how often he was smoking. Which, if she's complaining that hard, you're smoking more than 5 minutes a day.
I love his comment to the judge. I'm not Snoop Dogg.
Right. I'm not Snoop Dogg, man.
I'm not Snoop Dogg.
Now he's no longer able to smoke within 25 feet of his neighbor, including on his own property.
Doesn't he have he has an exhaust fan and still blows it out.
Blows it out,
exactly.
Right,
yeah. Which, I think, honestly, if he was just a quick puff here and there, just, you know, because he's talking about I have chronic hepatitis, I think is what he said, which I didn't know that was a chronic illness.
I think if you have hepatitis, that's just kind of what
it is.
You've
got hepatitis, right. So he, you know, obviously joint issues getting up there in the mid-70s.
No,
so
pun intended.
Right. So I understood where his claim was at. Like, he's on the older side. He's got health issues. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought of when I heard that he was smoking weed. Don't lie to me and say that it's only for 5 minutes at a time.
That just sucks for him, though.
It does. I agree with that.
Yeah. That brother's just trying to get stoned in his own house, man.
Right. Come on, man. Leave me alone.
That's the best place to get stoned.
We go to India, where one man's pride went a little too far. His friends and family had heard the... You remember this one, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
His friends and family had heard the news that he had suddenly passed away at the age of 74. Reasonably shocked, they scrambled to make it to his funeral procession, and one by one, they filed in to be a part of his last hurrah before venturing into the next life. But they got the shock of a lifetime when the dearly departed suddenly sprang up and jumped out of his casket. Ta-da! Turns out, other than his age in general, he's nowhere near close to death. He just wanted to see who would turn up at his funeral when he did eventually pass. Those in attendance were less than pleased with his actions, but he organized a hefty meal.
You should do that on your birthday. That way it's a really surprise birthday party for everybody else.
Ta-da!
Just jump up and go, let's party!
Right. And I get where he's at. Because I thought about that, too. Like, who would show up at my funeral? However...
You'll never know.
If I show up to somebody's funeral and they jump out of the casket, I feel like I don't have to go to the next one.
No. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not.
Like, I gave you the best gift. I showed that I would go to your funeral.
And this is like, come on, man.
Peace out.
It's that knowing who shows up at your funeral is just something you're never destined to know.
Right.
And that's okay.
Now I don't believe it. But just in case...
I don't know how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. I don't know who's going to show up at my funeral. I can live with both of these things.
It's three.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Turkey, where stupidity was accounted for. Surveillance footage at a train station caught the moment that a security guard saved a woman from disaster. She was walking around the crowded station, not fully paying attention, when she began to walk off the pedestrian platform right as the train was coasting by her. This is stupid. Because it's like she was walking into the tracks.
Right.
Don't stand there. That's one thing you got to do at a train station.
One thing.
Don't walk there. Luckily, the security guard noticed the horror scene that was about to unfold, and he ripped her back onto the platform out of harm's way. The train conductor and the woman both commended and thanked the guard for saving her and shared the footage as a reminder to folks to use posted pedestrian crossings.
You're at a train station.
Right.
You will never win.
Just pay attention.
Dumbasses.
Yeah. She's not long for this world.
No, she's not. Men's room sports. The Mariners have held on to the best season in history of the franchise, forcing the Blue Jays to bring their A game and force a Game 7, which they did and is currently underway. It's World Series or bust for both teams tonight. Check it out on FS1. Come on, boys. We just punched the damn ticket. It's a crazy night for Seattle sports fans, as in addition to Mariners action, we got Kraken hockey currently underway on Amazon and Kong as they're in Philadelphia taking on the Flyers, and the Seahawks are hosting the Houston Texans for late night Monday night football tonight over on ESPN. As far as your weather tonight, you got a few clouds and a low of 44. Tomorrow they're expecting partly cloudy and a high of 62. That's it for headlines with that. Go Mariners! Mike Hawkins out!
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time. We're going to sit and spin tomorrow with some of the worst rock songs ever.
Awesome!
Lovely Jolene is coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.